The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. To get right into our thoughts, I invite you to listen to Psalms 90, verses 1 and 2. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. I would like to declare today that God is alive and God is real. God is still alive today. He is real. He is not just someone we've read about from the pages of a very ancient book. He is not just the great someone off in the great somewhere. No, as we read there in Psalms 90, verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Even as we read in Psalms 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. This is still true. Men are still made in the image of God. God still animates our bodies with life. As Paul said on Mars Hill in Athens in the 17th chapter of Acts, in Him we live and we move and we have our being. Evidence of His reality and goodness are evident to us daily. As Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, verse 4, or verse 45, rather, He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Paul and Barnabas expounded this truth in the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. They expounded this truth by saying that God in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, He left them not without witness, in that He did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Yes, this is still true today. God is alive. We are blessed today. We experience the same thing. And I'd like to say furthermore, Jesus is still Lord. He is Lord in Christ, as Peter said on the day of Pentecost. In Hebrews 13, verse 8, this verse declares, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. As Hebrews 1, verse 3 says, He is still upholding all things by the word of His power. Men still need a Savior. As Paul said, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We still find men lost in sin. They need a Savior. And the Great Commission was to be carried out unto the end of the world, according to Matthew 28, verse 20. There's an unfinished job to be done. Yes, men are still lost in sin. The fact that Jesus hasn't returned from heaven complements this truth that God is real and that He is still the Lord. In 2 Peter 3, 9, these words read, it says here, it says, The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Yes, God would have all men to be saved, and the fact that Christ hasn't come from heaven shows that there is still an unfinished job to be done. Yes, God is still in the business of saving souls and changing lives. Jesus still lives. Jesus still saves. Hebrews 7, verse 25 declares, here's what it says. He says, Wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. He is able to save to the uttermost. And as someone has said, to the guttermost. And men still find that the Lord is good and gracious and precious. In 1 Peter 2, verse 3, he says, If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is precious, that He's gracious. And how true that is. Amen. Yes, as we said, God is real. He is alive today. He just did not simply reveal Himself to men in ancient times. He just did not simply speak through His Son many centuries ago. He is still alive and well today, and He sustains us by His word and power. Yes, God is real. Thank you for listening today.